All right, I am here with Rebecca Sugar and Ian Jones Cordy. Thank you guys for coming back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure.
And today we're going to talk about Jungle Moon. This one is another really, really huge episode.
Aliens.
Yeah.
It's got aliens in it.
This is the only episode of Steven Universe without Steven in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in it.
He's in it.
But
technically, yeah.
He's not in it.
Yeah. Zach talked about that too. He's like, uh-huh. This is the one where I was like, yeah, he never, oh, we don't need you to come in this week.
He didn't even see it. Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
This one's, it's cool because it's, so this is Mickey Brewster's first storyboard.
Oh. Yeah.
It's Mickey Brewster and Jeff Liu. And Mickey's first episode has no Steven.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird first episode to come in on.
Yeah.
But this episode is so cool. I love the setting and all the backgrounds. They're beautiful.
That was a really, really long time coming, the dream of doing Stevani
on an alien
jungle
planet.
Adventure. That, yeah. It goes so much before
jungle,
we even knew.
That's right, Jungle Adventure.
Before
yeah.
we even knew if it was going to be another
You're
planet,
right.
we were like, I was like, I want Stevani Jungle Adventure.
Yeah.
Stevani Jungle Adventure. Stevani's got a backpack, just going through the jungle.
Yeah.
Don't care how it happens.
Yeah.
Let's just make it happen.
That's one of those like
very, very, very
yeah,
old.
Yeah, that's one of those like weird, just like visuals that
yes.
we had. Yeah.
A lot of episodes start like that where it's well and. I don't know, maybe I'm being pushy, but I'm just like, I'm like...
No. We just want a thing, and then we're like...
Stevani Jungle Adventure.
Yeah, how do we have that happen?
Connect the dots. Just,
yeah, rugged Stevani.
Rugged Stevani.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stevani Jungle Adventure. I just kept saying that for like two or three years until we found...
It finally happened, yeah.
...a way to do it.
I also really loved in this episode how, you know, we know Steven is getting older, and he may be like from time to time shaves his one hair.
Yes.
But then Stevani.
Well, Stevani, Steven and Connie become older when their ages combine.
Yeah, their ages. Yeah. So they have more hairs.
So we also saw in this episode, we saw the moon base and that whole craziness that happened inside there. Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things we were excited about, I think, I wonder if, do you know that it's a moon, except that we had to call it Jungle Moon, because I want you to know it's a moon. It's a moon orbiting a planet, and the planet is completely bereft of life at this point. And so it's, in the moon base, everything's
there's a lot of parallels to, it could have been great.
Yes.
In that, like, in that episode, you see a moon that's orbiting a gem world, a gem colony that was unsuccessful, i.e. it's still alive. It's Earth.
Yes. This is what Earth would look like.
This is like a successful gem colony, basically. And I think, you know, we getting to see that, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Right, if like Yellow Diamond had her way, then that would have been the way the planet looked now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It was especially striking seeing, I mean, you know, at the time it could have been great. Peridot was so enthusiastic about it. And just seeing how far, you know, because obviously at the time, if Peridot had been on the moon, she would have been like horrified. What do you guys think about the dream sequence? Can you guys talk about that at all? Or are you going to leave it up to people's imaginations?
I think there's a
lot. There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways you could take it also.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of different interpretations. I remember when you pitched that to me, I was just like, I was amazed that, yeah, because there's a lot of, I don't know, there's just a lot in there.
I was surprised to see Mrs. Maheshwaran. I was like, what is going on?
Well, this is the first time we're seeing Stevani dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's really important to know is that this is Stevani's dream incorporates what's going on in Steven's mind and Connie's mind, and also
Steven's mind, Connie's mind, and then also the way that Stevani has this sort of hallucinatory sort of way of understanding the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially under stress.
Under stress.
Yeah. So
it's like all those things together.
Yeah. So this is like something that is being really filtered through and colored by what's going on with Connie. And so what you're seeing is not, if either of them, I think if Steven has these
I mean, it's a little bit like you see Steven's issues through a filter of Connie's life, and you see Connie's issues through
a filter of Steven's life. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's Stevani's like, dream.
It's yeah. It's and it's super weird and super confusing, which makes it fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's like the other thing too about Steven's own like mind powers.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Dream well, Steven.
Steven has these dream powers.
I mean, and, Steven's. Like, that's
he can connect to people.
Yeah, Steven's dream is really, really important. Steven had the experience of going to sleep and dreaming through the eyes of Blue Diamond.
Yeah,
like he was there.
He can dream through someone else's eyes
with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really
and he
important.
Can also, I mean, he can jump into other people's.
He can jump into other people's know, minds. Yeah, yeah Steven.
So like
Steven has psychic
abilities. So like imagine like the dreams of two kids who also have hallucinatory
one,
powers.
Hallucinatory powers.
And
one has psychic powers.
And they're in a place that was presided over by galactic super beings. It's like
and they're hungry and afraid and stuck in space.
Exactly.
Also,
exactly. It's like a big confluence of things.
They're pretty on it.
Shelter.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. That's what was so exciting. Rugged
Stevani
jungle adventure because Stevani is just so
Stevani's on
darn
top of it.
Competent.
Because Connie's good at the survivalist stuff and mm-hmm. Steven's great at taking action.
Yeah.
So yeah, together they're awesome.
That was it made for a really fun episode. Thank you guys so much for coming on and talking to me again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts and remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.